Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I want to touch on the fact about the absent seat in the middle. Hunter Biden has chosen not to attend today's proceeding. I've given Mr. Biden exactly what he asked for. It's clear that Hunter Biden knows his testimony would not withstand public scrutiny.
Yes, Chairman James Comer yesterday pointing out that Hunter Biden, you know, he demanded a public hearing and no closed-door hearing. Now he's done the closed-door hearing and he didn't show for the public hearing. He should be in handcuffs. Where's the FBI pre-dawn raid with a CNN camera crew over their shoulder? For the love of... Well, happy Thursday to you and welcome back. We are at 888-630-9625. And there was a bunch of, entertaining stuff on Capitol Hill yesterday. I want to get into the Hunter Biden, the Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. And the Biden family corruption, millions and millions of dollars, China, Russia, Ukraine. And if we had a news media, this would be a scandal. But the actual scandal here is the news media, the most corrupt institution in America. The Washington Times front page headline today, their lead story. Your newspaper of record, Susan Ferriccio is the writer. She's a real news reporter. Hunter Biden message says Xi, that's X-I, Xi Jinping, a ricochet rabbit. Hunter Biden message says Xi cleared family deals in China. Former associates testify on details of father's involvement. Father's involvement is a reference to the President of the United States of America and the so-called leader of the free world, Joseph Robinette Biden. Two former Biden family business associates testified Wednesday that President Biden, his son Hunter, and his brother James Biden lied when they claimed Mr. Biden was not involved in their business deals dating back to his days as vice president. Tony Bobulinski, a former business partner and president and CEO of Biden Corporation, said Mr. Biden, Joe Biden's involvement in the deals was so important that it drew the attention of Chinese President Xi Jinping, according to a 2017 electronic message from Hunter Biden that was read aloud at an impeachment hearing in the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. You know, it just used to be the House Oversight Committee. Then somebody had to say, why don't we add and accountability? Because, you know, we like accountability, and there is no accountability in the city as a rule. But the second public hearing of the impeachment inquiry featured testimony from Mr. Bobulinski and Jason Galanis. Both said they witnessed Mr. Biden, Joe Biden's involvement in deals with China and Russia. If you're looking for Russian collusion, it is all over the Democratic Party and nowhere near the Republican Party. Hunter Biden was invited but refused to testify, even though he demanded and screamed and had his lawyer, Lanny Davis, say he'll testify only in public, only in a public hearing. Then yesterday was the public hearing and no show. Time for a pre-dawn raid by the FBI. Lawmakers left a chair empty for him as at the witness table. Well, just in case, just a courtesy, just in case he showed up. But he didn't. He's too busy being Picasso. One message from Hunter Biden sent months after Mr. Biden's term as vice president ended indicated that the Chinese energy company CEFC, quote, wanted to do business with the Bidens, that'd be the Biden family, the Bidens plural, and to be my partners, to be partners with the Bidens. Hunter Biden said the message that CEFC Executive Director John Min Zhang referred to Mr. Xi's Xi Jinping's approval of the Biden's partnership with CEFC. Now, let's go to some audio from yesterday's events here. And then I want to get to Senator John Kennedy with a nominee for a federal courtship. And she's a big anti-assault rifle Democrat judge. And wait till you hear what tripped her up. Just great stuff. But let's begin with this. Great newish congressman, Byron Donalds from Florida, a great Republican congressman from Florida, Byron Donalds there, and the hearing in the House of Representatives yesterday, trying to get to the bottom of the Biden family's corrupt racketeering, although racketeering is not a crime, according to AOC. And we'll get to that, too. Congressman Byron Donalds at yesterday's hearing.
On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC infrastructure. On August 14th, there is $150,000 that is transferred from Owasco PC, which is controlled by Hunter Biden, to Lion Hall Group, which is controlled by James Biden. We have the deposit reference into Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lion Hall. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account, there is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for.
Oh, is that going to be a problem? Where the accounts, there is no loan, but they're paying back loans, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they just tell you, oh, I'm paying back a loan. I mean, it is so arrogant, and they sound, if you just read what the Biden family members are saying, it sounds like the Corleone family, and they're, making fun of the Senate in the hearing. Truly extraordinary stuff. So, wait, we're paying back loans, and we've got $100,000 and $150,000. And then you tell, well, it's a loan. It's a loan repayment. Really, how did he make loans like this on a government salary to the family, and then you're paying them back? Do you have any record of the loan being made in the first place? Well, here's the Biden family accountant. No, there's no, Senator, there's no account of no paperwork on the loan being made. Only on the loans being repaid. It's total gangsterism. Congressman Jason Smith, talking to Tony Bobulinski, pointing out some of the things that Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family have said. And Tony Bobulinski, a former naval officer, a business associate of the Biden family, a president or a CEO of at least one of the Biden family corporations. And it went like this.
Was Hunter Biden telling the truth when he testified under oath that his father was never involved in any of his business dealings?
No, he was not. Those are all blatant lies.
Do you know whether the Biden family made any money from China?
They did. Millions of dollars. I think approximately 8 to 9 million.
Yeah, I think it's actually over 10 million.
Yeah, I think it's actually over 10 million. You know, from the Chinese, is that a problem? Going to be $10 million from the Chinese? Is that, come on, $8 million, $10 million? It's just the Biden family business. And then what business are they in? Are they building skyscrapers? Are they putting up hotels? Are they making neckties, shoes? What is their business with communist China? And the answer is nothing. If we had a news media, this would be a giant scandal. But the scandal is the news media. In America, our republic, we have the great gift of the First Amendment thanks to the geniuses that founded this country. And they recognize that a free and fair press, we have half of that. We have a press that's free to be unfair, free to be corrupt. But the proper function of our constitutional republic relies on and certainly functions much more efficiently when we have a news media that holds the powerful accountable and doesn't act as a gang of rented Russian hookers for the Democrat Party. You know, sorry, channeling Hunter Biden's vacation time. Well, it's not really vacation time. Congressman Jim Jordan, because the emails talk about the big guy and how big guy gets a 10% cut of all of the action that the Biden family is in on. So who is big guy who is not doing anything for the money but getting a 10% cut, just like Vito Corleone with, you know, the women and the gambling? You get your 10% cut. Congressman Jim Jordan and Tony Bobulinski.
Mr. Bobulinski, who's the big guy?
Joe Biden.
Are you sure about that? Because when...
Joe Biden.
You're sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
So 1,000% sure. His microphone was out of position at the first moment. Then he moved the microphone back in front of him. Wanted to make sure he got it in there for the record because the Democrats will try to erase it. 1,000%. Now, really, Mr. Bobulinski, only 100% is possible. You can't be 1,000% sure, but you can be 100% sure. Tony Bobulinski, talk about this Soviet, former Soviet, Ukrainian, Lev Parnas. Lev Parnas was invited yesterday to the hearing by the Democrats. And the Democrats think they're using this guy, Lev Parnas, to make the Republicans look bad. Because they say that Lev Parnas, who went to prison for financial crimes a couple of years ago, they say that, oh, he's an associate of Rudy Giuliani, who is an associate of Donald Trump. Therefore, and he's a Ukrainian who was born during the Soviet days and raised there during the Soviet days. And so Lev Parnas, the Democrats, and that means the news media too, they're telling us that Lev Parnas makes the Republicans look bad. Tony B is talking, and then this Lev Parnas, Soviet apparatchik, affiliate of the Democrat Party jumps in to spread some Soviet misinformation.
I think it's laughable that the Democrats are asking Lev Parnas to weigh in on my credibility, a convicted felon that served jail time. I have an impeccable record.
If you keep lying, you will end up in prison.
I'm not lying. You're the one who was lying.
You have nothing to say.
You're the one who went to prison for lying.
Lev Parnas, you keep lying, you're the one who will end up in prison. Now, I went and looked up Lev Parnas, and I found a number of interesting things about this Lev Parnas. Headline after headline after headline after headline will tell you that Lev Parnas, bad guy that he is, ex-convict that he is an ally of Rudy Giuliani, and they try to link him to Rudy Giuliani because Rudy Giuliani asked him questions years ago because he's Ukrainian with all his ties there. And I asked him questions about Biden family corruption in Ukraine, which has now been pretty well established. Hunter Biden with his no-show million-dollar-a-year job with Burisma, the gas company, and Hunter Biden's business pal, who was convicted of fleecing $60 million from a Native American Indian tribe just a couple of years ago. He's supposed to be in prison now, but he's not because he's a friend of the Biden family. Lev Parnas, I went looking. Newsweek magazine in 2022, February of 22. Lev Parnas says Ukraine not investigating Biden, quote, saved the world. Now, again, they're trying to paint this Lev Parnas guy as a Trump guy and as a Rudy Giuliani guy. But 2022, Newsweek magazine, they've got a story on Lev Parnas. And Lev Parnas says the refusal by Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden on allegations of corruption while he was running for president prevented then-President Donald Trump from getting a second term and staved off Russian military advances. Now, Russia invaded Ukraine a couple of weeks after this interview, this glowing piece in Newsweek magazine. But wait till you hear what this Lev Parnas guy. Lev Parnas is being pitched as a Republican operative because Rudy Giuliani asked him a couple of questions years ago. But this guy is a virulent anti-Trump, pro-Biden radical who went to prison for his crimes. Ukrainian-American businessman Lev Parnas said in remarks that Joe Biden winning the presidency saved the world. And he's the one that the media is telling us is this Republican operative. Wait till you hear the rest, because the guy is a real rectal aperture, and he's wrong about everything. Kind of like Joe Biden. You know, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off their entire website and save on mouthwatering favorites today. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use my promo code PLANT, P-L-A-N-T-E, at checkout, you're going to get another $30 American off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, fillets, bacon-wrapped, beefy burgers, all kinds of stuff. With Omaha Steaks, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. You simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. Don't forget to use the promo code PLANT at checkout to get another $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal can't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling season today. That's omahasteaks.com, the promo code PLANT at checkout. A minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for all the details. Yeah, the lies are so pervasive. What do you hear about this Lev Parnas guy? That the news media is lying to us about. They were lying to us about him years ago. They're lying to us about him today. And what do you hear what this guy was saying? Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Yeah, so this guy, Lev Parnas, Soviet-Ukrainian, that the Democrats invited to join them on Capitol Hill today, they think to make Republicans look bad because they tie him to Rudy Giuliani, who asked Lev Parnas a question once. Amazing stuff. And I went and found the Newsweek magazine article on Lev Parnas from 2022, and this was the same month, just a couple of weeks before Russia invaded Ukraine, February 2nd of 2022. And they're painting Lev Parnas as a hero who says, thank God Ukraine didn't investigate Joe Biden, because had they investigated Joe Biden, Donald Trump would have won re-election. And again, the news media and the Democrats tell us that this guy's some kind of a Republican, right? And Parnas became a central figure in the scandal resulting in Trump's 2019 impeachment, and made the remarks back then in 2022 to Vicky Ward, who put it on Substack. That Zelensky didn't fold, I think, saved Ukraine and saved the world, he said, because if Zelensky had folded and made an announcement of the investigation of Joe Biden, I think it would have had a huge knockoff effect here in the United States, and Trump probably would have won re-election, right? And he says that this didn't happen. This is, again, February of 2022. He says, because Trump wasn't elected, Trump was impeached, Zelensky didn't investigate Biden family business dealings in Ukraine, where millions of dollars were going to the Biden family. He says, that's why Russia didn't invade. And then Russia invaded Ukraine 2 weeks later. Russia has amassed troops along its border with Ukraine in recent weeks in preparation for a possible invasion of the former Soviet Republic. In the interview, Parnas said Ukraine would have had bigger problems had Trump prevailed in 2020. Right. Sure. And then 2 weeks later, Putin invaded Ukraine. This is the Democrat Party's hero. Biden family corruption is the story, and our news media corruption and the Democrat Party corruption. I've never seen our country and this city of Washington as corrupt as it is today. This Lev Parnas guy, who the Democrats invited up to be in the hearing room yesterday. I just played audio of him interrupting Tony Bobulinski and accusing him of lying. Well, now Lev Parnas, again depicted in the Newsweek magazine article in February of 2022. It's a glowing article, February 2nd of 2022. Lev Parnas says Ukraine not investigating Biden, quite save, quote, saved the world. That's what he says, saved the world. And Parnas doing this interview with them, again, Soviet Ukrainian. And he says that Volodymyr Zelensky did not fold to Donald Trump asking him to investigate Biden family corruption, saved the world. And then they pitch him to us as some kind of a pro-Trump Republican who's affiliated with Rudolph Giuliani. And it's all a big lie. It's a lie so big that no one would dare not believe it. Remarkable stuff. So he was involved in the impeachment of President Trump. And they noted in the Newsweek article here in February 2nd of 2022, Russia has amassed troops along its border with Ukraine in recent weeks in preparation for a possible invasion of the former Soviet Republic. And Parnas said that Ukraine would have bigger problems had Trump prevailed in the 2020 election. Parnas said, Trump never had any respect for Ukraine. I think he would have given Ukraine to Russian President Vladimir Putin just for some oil or gas deal. So that's why, in fact, Zelensky didn't fold, saved Ukraine. Say it saved Ukraine. That's what he says, that it saved Ukraine because he didn't fold to look into Biden family corruption. Parnas said he agrees with the assessment that Putin is seeking to restore the borders of the Soviet Union, but he's been kept at bay by the United States of America. So Putin was never able to have his window of opportunity, said Parnas. But then Trump came into office and Putin got his wish, basically. He got a present handed to him because of Trump's inept understanding of world politics, combined with his admiration of Putin and his efforts to dismantle NATO. Now, Parnas is as dumb as Joe Biden. Trump made NATO stronger by forcing them to pay more into the common defense, even the NATO General Secretary General, that I played audio about a week ago of the Secretary General of NATO saying that Trump made NATO countries pay more into the common defense and made NATO stronger. That's the new leader of NATO who said that. And he says Trump's inept understanding of the world combined with his admiration of Putin. So he's peddling the Democrat Party line. And then they tried to paint him as some kind of a Giuliani and by extension Trump stooge, right? When Trump met with Volodymyr Zelensky, he told him to make amends with Putin, despite Russia annexing Crimea from Ukraine, said Parnas. Now, these morons at Newsweek are so corrupt, so filthy, so dim-witted. They annexed, that is, invaded and stole Crimea from Ukraine when Obama was president and Joe Biden was vice president. Despite the troop buildup on Russia's border with Ukraine, Parnas said it doesn't make sense for Putin to invade. He said Putin doesn't want bloodshed between the closely related countries. Sure, nor does he want another Afghanistan. He invaded Ukraine 2 weeks later. But Putin is still winning, he said. Parnas explained that Volodymyr Zelensky has had to swat down Biden's alarming statements about an invasion driving a divide between the countries. And then it happened, all right? So this is the guy that the Democrats invited to sit in the hearing room yesterday. And the news media claims that he is somehow a Trump affiliate and a Rudy Giuliani guy. Completely ridiculous. Les Parnas, invited by House Oversight Democrats as witness for Biden impeachment hearing yesterday. The guy is a corrupt Eastern European hack. He was raised in the Soviet Union. He's a Soviet Ukrainian, and he's on nobody's side but his own. And he went to prison for corruption, but never mind any of that because, you know, Democrats. Just amazing. Yes, sir. And CNN did glowing stories on him. Everybody did. February 24th, 2022. Their Lev Parnas thing. And what happened? Oh, gosh. Russia invaded. Didn't Lev, the genius, just tell us that he wouldn't do that? All right, let's get back to the hearing from the audio from the hearing. Soundbite number five, Democrat Dan Goldman, who is not on the side of truth, justice, and the American way, with Tony Bobulinski at the hearing and Lev Parnas, who is as dumb as Joe Biden.
Quote, 10% held by H for the big guy, question mark. You remember that, right?
The infamous email with the big guy? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Did anyone ever respond to that email?
Yes, they did, numerous times.
Sorry.
Hunter Biden himself did.
Excuse me. You're right.
Well, no, I think that's important because Hunter Biden has claimed that he didn't respond to it, and he responded to it.
You're just going to filibuster. I reclaim my time that's running out.
He thought it was a gotcha question. Left-wing radical extremist Dan Goldman. The email, 10% held for the big guy. That's big guy is Joe Biden. And he's getting 10% of the action out of communist China and out of Russia and out of Ukraine. And did anybody hear? You thought he got him. Yes, numerous people. Oh, now if you're just going to talk over me trying to answer the fake gotcha question, Democrat Congressman Robert Garcia. Also, they all think they got these gotchas going, but they're not bright enough to know what they're saying.
We're back to a hearing where no evidence is being provided of any sort of wrongdoing by the president. But I want to go back.
That's a blatant lie.
Actually, it's my time, sir.
That's a blatant lie. It's my way. Well, you can't say that's a blatant lie. You're making these claims. I'm the witness. I was invited here. I traveled here. I'm staying at a hotel. I'm spending money to be here to testify. And you're saying things that are patently untrue. And when I say, Robert Garcia, that you're lying, that you're making things up, suddenly you're reclaiming your time and I can't talk, I can't respond. And now that's the stuff of the third world. They are closer to the Soviet Union than they are to the Democrats of even the Reagan era. Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett could be a man.
What you stated,
I did not call the
what
FBI
was stated
agents
right
liars.
Before that was first of all, I said that I'm speaking and I did not ask you a question.
This is how it goes. You're the invited guest. You're brought up to Capitol Hill. And I understand members of Congress want to make their speeches and they certainly are entitled to and they have time to do that. But this is what you get, the Democrat Party. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a brain the size of a grain of rice. It is just amazing, like so many of them. And here's Tony Bobulinski and the RICO moment. It's called the RICO moment. This will go down in AOC history. The, racketeering, influenced, corrupt organizations. President Trump has been charged in Georgia with violations of RICO, along with 18 of his co-defendants. But somehow, the genius Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to insist that violating RICO, there's no crime in violating RICO, and he's talking about FARA, the Foreign Registration Act, when you're representing foreign governments, violating FARA, as Hunter Biden has, and probably James Biden as well. And then violations of RICO statutes. The headline is AOC takes heat. That's generous. Over RICO is not a crime comment in Biden impeachment probe hearing.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it? Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is
FARA.
What is the crime,
FARA.
Sir? Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statute.
Me, sir. Excuse
FARA.
Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
It's a category
crime?
Of crimes.
That's a category of crimes. Well, you should tell President Trump's lawyers this because President Trump and his lawyers are defending him against charges of violations of the RICO statutes and in Georgia, and your heroes down there are charging President Trump and I believe 18 others with violations of RICO statutes in Georgia. And he mentioned FARA also, because when you're going to represent foreign governments, you have to register as someone that represents foreign governments. That's the thing about that. Just amazing. AOC's fundamental lack of knowledge after claiming that RICO isn't a crime. Well, no person is illegal. It's kind of like that no person is illegal thing. Just amazing stuff. So he says, well, violations of the RICO statutes and of course, FARA. Amazing stuff. Donald Trump charges questioned after AOC declares RICO is not a crime, which is fun. And I think that President Trump's lawyers should bring this to the prosecutors in Georgia and point out that a member of Congress from New York insists that RICO is not a crime. Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said on Wednesday that racketeering, influenced, and corruption organization, RICO, is, quote, not a crime, end quote.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime.
Sparking questions online over former President Donald Trump's RICO charges in Georgia. In December, the House of Representatives voted to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Going on and on. And you know, when you're a Democrat, you just get to use whatever words you want. A recession is no longer a recession when it's under Joe Biden. Two consecutive fiscal quarters of negative economic growth is the definition of recession until it happens under Joe Biden. And then the Democrats throw out the definition of the word recession. Baby, I could go on and on. Remarkable times we're in. Very corrupt party. So she is not the, you know, sharpest bulb in the constellation. She is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's a hero of the Democratic Party and therefore the American news media. Just amazing stuff. So President Trump is charged with crimes that don't exist, according to a Democrat member of Congress who's a hero in the eyes of the Democrat Party. Jamie Raskin is a pirate. He's a Democrat, of course, and he's yelling at witness Jason Galanis and invited to testify yesterday, Jamie Raskin.
The majority has two witnesses, one the designated con man as determined by two different federal courts, not without talent, but someone who deploys his talent towards the purposes of exploiting Native American Indian tribes, pensioners, and other innocent investors.
And I'd like to remind the ranking member and Ms. Norton, the witness, Mr. Galanis, was partners with Hunter Biden. That's why he's here. We have their partners. You could have invited partners, but you invited this guy.
This guy. You invited this guy who I was just telling you about, the Ukrainian Soviet, who is just out of prison a short time ago. That's who the Democrats invited. The Republicans invited the Biden family business partners, CEOs of Biden family corporations. And then the pirate, Jamie Raskin, has the mendacity. So, I use that word from time to time now that I think about it. And then it was used in that fun thing. So it was the whole thing was a carnival. Our Congress is a disgrace. The Democrat Party is a disgrace and an embarrassment. And it's true that Jason Galanis also was sentenced to jail time. This is what happens when you get involved with the Bidens and with the Democrats, honestly. Jason Galanis sentenced in Manhattan federal court for multiple securities fraud schemes, the story from September of 2020. And he's a Biden family business associate, along with their favorite guy, Lev, the Ukrainian, who they brought in, who's another ex-con, and he's in bed with the Democrats up the yin-yang. But never mind all that, because Lev Parnas and then, obviously an anti-Trump, pro-Democrat, pro-Biden mental case, and on. You got Jason Galanis, another ex-convict, and then the Democrats stand up and say, how dare you invite an ex-convict? So we're just inviting the Biden family business inner circle. The fact that so many of them are ex-convicts and you got this Soviet Ukrainian, Lev Parnas, who they're pretending is a friend of Rudy Giuliani, which is another big lie. These are very crooked people, and they're not very bright people. Lev Parnas, 2 weeks before the invasion, oh, never invade now. Sure. And they don't point out that Crimea was invaded and annexed by Putin when Obama was president. Putin didn't invade anything while Trump was president. Trump strengthened NATO, didn't weaken NATO. He had to mock them and poke them in the chest a little bit. Then they started paying more, as they had agreed to do, but failed to do, so we could pay for their defense. Amazing. Then they invade, Putin invades, and the Russians invade all of Ukraine. Not when Trump is president, but when Biden is president. War in the Middle East? Donald Trump had 3 peace deals between Israel and 3 Arab countries. There was no war in the Middle East. No threat to the Suez Canal and shipping. You're a Democrat party. I don't think they're on the side of civilization.
RICO is not a crime. It is a category.
Yeah, AOC yelling, RICO's not a crime, it's a category. Manslaughter is a category. You got voluntary manslaughter, you have involuntary manslaughter, you have vehicular manslaughter. So manslaughter is a category. These are dim-witted people. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Haven't done that in quite a while. Let's go to Mike calling from Springfield, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Just an idea for Chris Plant's store. I think you're partway there. RICO's not a crime. No person is illegal. Men can get pregnant, and the earth is flat.
I'm telling you, those are Democrat Party campaign slogans, I think.
Yes, sir. Also, I have a theory related with Kate Middleton. I think it might have been gender affirmation surgery. Now to be called Prince Chaz Middleton.
I like it. I haven't heard that suggested. We were told there was abdominal surgery, right?
Absolutely.
And it was nonspecific.
Exactly. And appropriate being in the UK because, you know, had the lead on this gender's Monty Python, Life of Brian, Call Me Loretta. That they were 40 years ahead of all of us.
The Democrats, yeah, the Democrats have made so many Monty Python routines come to fruition, come true. It's almost amazing, almost impossible to believe how many Monty Python skits the Democrats have turned into real world lunacy. Honestly.
Yes, sir. And appreciate you do a fantastic job, Chris. Love the show. Thanks for keeping all this where it needs to be for us.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you. You're very kind. Call me Loretta. I want to have a baby. What do you mean you want to have a baby? You haven't got a womb. And I think he was being oppressed, wasn't he? Come witness the violence inherent in the system. Yeah, Monty Python. Oh, we've got a little Monty Python coming up. Kyle Rittenhouse gave a speech yesterday. The Democrats showed up.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.